talked a lot about this morning about better defending. Did that fit the bill tonight, you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Thought we defended really well. All four lines. You know, in the playoffs, you got to understand, like, they're a good team, right? So they're going to have their push, and they got lots of good players too. So they're going to make some plays every once in a while. But thought after we gave up one, we got back to our game and solid effort.
How big was the goal very quickly after theirs to get you back on track?
Yeah, big. You know, those are those momentum shifts that everyone talks about all the time, right? Those are big, especially in away buildings in the playoffs. So yeah, it was big goal by Kaner.
There's guys that are known as playoff players. So Vander Kane's one of those guys. Can you just sort of put into words what makes a guy a playoff player?
I think he just feeds off the intensity, right? He enjoys that part. He enjoys the physicality, and he enjoys the simplicity in a way of playoff goals, and you know, he's obviously really, really good at it. So I thought the first three games here he's been fantastic.
Does the game come to him a little bit? Like,
it's just his type of game, right? He's good at it, and you know, he's strong, and he forechecks, and he likes to play that way. So yeah, like I said, I thought he's been really good.
It almost seemed like he likes to be hit.
I think he likes to be hit, but I think he also enjoys hitting other people. I think it goes hand in hand.
Yeah, I just want to give you a thought on scoring that first goal and getting out to the lead and playing the game you guys want as opposed to chasing it. And it looks like it kind of dragged them into the fight. When you
yeah, for sure. The first goal is always big. It's great play by Ekki there. Great read, and obviously Haimo stuck with it. You know, he's best in the league at that. So first goal is always big, but I really enjoyed how we followed it up. That was really good. So it's just two wins, so you know, get back at it on Sunday.
Let's go back to Vander for a minute. I mean, are there kind of some of those vibes from 2022, from when he scored, you know, 13 goals, and was getting some of that kind of vibe?
Yeah, for sure. He brings a lot of other things than scoring goals, though, right? He separates the puck a lot on the forecheck, so very happy for him to you know, get a goal and an assist. But there's lots of things that he brings that are very, very valuable for our group.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.